The UN mediator on Cyprus has said that Greek and Turkish sides now have strong economic reasons to agree on a long-awaited peace deal. Nathan Morley has this report.
Alexander Downer, the UN special advisor on Cyprus, said there were strong economic reasons to agree a reunification that could help ease debt problems and speed up exploitation of disputed gas fields in the Mediterranean. Negotiations between President Dimitris Christofias, who heads the internationally recognized Greek Cypriot government, and the Turkish Cypriot leader Dervis Ereglu have recently effectively stalled and are now in jeopardy of collapse. Commentators originally believed that the UN chief, Ban Ki-moon, might succeed in Cyprus where others had faltered, but he's acknowledged major issues such as property abandoned by displaced Greek Cypriots, then occupied by settlers from mainland Turkey, still remain unresolved. For close to four decades, Cyprus has been one of the most troublesome problems faced by the United Nations. Cyprus has been divided since 1974, when Turkey invaded the northern part of the island in response to a military coup which was backed by the Greek government. Cyprus joined the European Union in 2004, and the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is only recognized by Turkey. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Nicosia.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.